If we want to measure whether we are successfully internalizing the simple truth of Amunah that Hashem controls and decides all that happens, there's a good measuring stick to use. We can evaluate our level of anger and frustration. If we don't see any difference in the level of frustration or how angry we get when things don't go our way, and we remain just as annoyed as before we started working on our Amunah to after, then we know we have more work to do. And with more work, we'll be successful and internalize the concept. But as soon as we see that we have the tools to control our frustration, to limit our anger, and the knowledge of who really is in control helps us stay calm and collected, even in the most frustrating situations, then we know and we'll see and we'll appreciate how we're getting somewhere. So think about it. How does internalizing the Emunah v'Hashgacha help us overcome anger? The remedy is quite simple. Obviously, put Hashem into the picture. Once we train ourselves to view every situation with Hashem in the picture, then it has a totally different effect on our emotions. What brings a person to anger? Simply when things don't go our way. There are many different levels of this. There's the low level of frustration, you can't find something. And the higher level when you're in a rush and you can't find your keys. And the even higher level when you know someone took them and didn't put them where they belong. Sometimes the anger is in our heart. Other times it comes to full expression and with our words, and we blow steam. And the most powerful trigger of anger is when someone disrespects us, hurts us, insults us. Every person is entitled and feels entitled to some measure of respect, and when that is denied them, it makes us very angry. So let's divide this into two categories. One, when the situation doesn't go our way, naturally, no other person doing something, just things break down, a car breaks down, we get stuck in traffic, etc. And two, where someone else is directly responsible and frustrating us and frustrating our desires. In both situations, the underlying factor is the same. What we want isn't happening. Things aren't going our way. And if we would include a measure of Amunah into the picture, we would look at this and feel very differently. This is discussed in the Torah. This whole concept, the whole situation, is actually spelled out, painted very clear in the Torah. It's not talking about cars, it's talking about a donkey. And the person making the demonstration is none other than Bilam. Bilam was riding his donkey. It went off the path, squashed his foot against the wall, and finally sat down and refused to move. So he got, his car broke down, kind, plain and simple. And Bilam got extraordinarily angry at his donkey. He was sure that the donkey had made this decision to stop going. And when the donkey opens its mouth and starts arguing its case, he argues back and he wants to chop off its head. He's so angry, it's almost as if he doesn't take note of the fact that this is a little unusual, a donkey talking, maybe something's going on. No, Bilam just goes straight on, ready to wage war on his donkey. So his donkey then calls him to task, and he makes a simple observation. Have I ever done this to you before? And Bilam is forced to admit, no, that you've actually been a very good donkey till now. So what do you think is going on here? And then Bilam's eyes are open, and he sees an angel blocking the way, a malach. And then, all of a sudden, he's not angry at the donkey anymore, because it has nothing to do with the donkey. Hashem was blocking him. Who should he be angry at? Hashem? Even Bilam knows it's futile to be angry at Hashem. If we would focus and see that whatever our difficulty, whatever the situation we are in, is Hashem manipulating it, controlling it, and putting us in that situation, obviously we wouldn't get angry at Hashem. That's silly. We would just start to think, why is Hashem doing this? What does he want from me? And it would become a whole different experience. It would be a learning experience. It would be inspirational. The next step in this thought process is, why is Hashem doing this? Is it because he loves me? He dislikes me? Oh, we know the answer. Of course he loves me. The love Hashem has for us is so great and powerful, it's beyond what we can even understand. It's divine. Now, if he loves me and he's doing this, then there must be something good in this, and it must be good for me. We may not understand how it's good, and it may not appear to be good, and we may not have chosen this particular good, but after working through the steps of Amunah, acknowledging the Hashgacha, we now know who has done this, and we've established why he does things. So the next logical step is that it must be good, and it stems from the deep love Hashem has for me. And that will give us a whole new control over our emotions.